Hey y'all, you're listening to Criminal's Behavior Podcast. It is a show that takes you deep into the heart of Louisiana's history, current, and most chilling true crime stories. I'm your host, Sarah Soutier, and I'll be guiding you through the darkness of these crimes and all those involved. Each week, we dig into those forgotten crimes or those crimes that are currently happening with the underlying legends that continue to haunt us. So lean in, listen, and get ready because true crime is anything but ordinary. Stay with me as we unravel what happened in this mystery. Today we're on episode number 16, and we're going to be talking about the story of Jody Plachet. If this is your first time, again, hi, my name is Sarah Soutier, and I'm your host for Criminalist Behavior Podcast. I want to thank you for listening to the show, and I hope you enjoy it. So, trigger warning, this episode may contain content of a graphic nature, including descriptions of physical and sexual violence against adults and children. Listener discretion is advised. This case in particular involves death of a pedophile man that did some horrible things. And without saying it away, I'm just going to go ahead and tell y'all what's been happening in my life, y'all. Oh my God. So I've been MIA and I haven't been able to post any podcast episodes within the last week, and I only posted one the week before, y'all. I did try to let everybody know on all the platforms that I probably wouldn't have been able to post because some crazy things went down. Let me let y'all know what happened. We're still going through this, so y'all just pray for us, do a seance, whatever you believe in, sage, anything, y'all, just anything. Just place the good juju on my family, because what I'm about to tell y'all probably will hopefully be something that y'all will never, ever, ever have to experience. So the children that I have, 16 and 17, their father and their stepmother were just arrested for first-degree murder. Now, apparently this murder happened 5 or 6 years ago in 2018, and best believe I'm going to cover this story. Yes, I will. And I think this story is chaotic, so hopefully I understand where I've been at. My mind has not been right. I've been trying to support my children because they are completely devastated on finding out the news. They're even looking at trying to charge him because he has a lot of prior troubles with capital murder. So y'all, yeah, stay tuned to the show because best believe I will cover that. The stepmom has never been in trouble before, but she was pretty much groomed by my children's father at a very young age. So he is all she knows, and she would do anything for him. Whatever he says, she would do. So she got herself in a very, very bad pickle. And the sad part about this, like, obviously the kids involved, but it's not just my children. The stepmom and my children's father also has a set of twins, 4 years old. And one of those twins seen their daddy get arrested. And whenever somebody goes up to them, they said, my daddy's in jail. Y'all, the heartbreak that I feel for not just my kids, but my kids' siblings. I've been crying in and out nonstop because I feel so horrible for all these kids involved, and I just really wish things could be different. But nonetheless, this is the cards that life dealt us, and we just got to play our hands. And along with that, that literally just recently happened. My children also won. My son was in a diesel mechanic competition, and my daughter tried out for cheer, which They both didn't succeed like they wanted to. My daughter did not make cheer, even though she was on the cheer team last year. And my son didn't win the scholarship. He placed fourth. But this was his first year. I think they did amazing. And I'm sure with all of this on their plate with their father that, well, I'm surprised they were able to get up and even do it. So I commend my children. I am very proud of my children. But my daughter's going to try for dance. And my son, he's going to be back at it next year. And he said he's going to get that. So thank y'all for y'all understanding. I'm sorry. So sorry that I haven't been posting. But I hope y'all do understand my situation. And if y'all want to Google the case just so y'all could get a little insight. Children's father's name is Glenn Rodriguez. And the mother, the stepmom, is Ashley Kentrell. It was a missing person in 2018 in Louisiana. So, if y'all want to go ahead and Google that, have at it. But I'm sure y'all plaster that. I'm sure you just Google up Glenn Rodriguez or missing case solved in 2018. Y'all gonna see it. It's all over. It's everywhere. It's on the news. Every channel, it's on the radio, it's chaotic. But now we're gonna get to today's case. Again, we're talking about Jody Plachet. This was a very, very well-known case. I'm not sure that newcomers or new age people are aware of this, but yeah, this case happened on live TV. Well, some of this case. So, born on April 27, 1972, Jody Plachet, also his real name is Joseph Boyce Plachet, but they called him Jody. He grew up in Baton Rouge, and he was one of the last children born. So, he was born to Gary and June, and he had three siblings. Sissy, Jennifer Laurie, and Gary Jr., and Jeffrey Michael. Now, Gary was also known as Bubba, and Jeffrey Michael was also known as Mikey. Jody Plachet's mother's name is June Sheridan Plachet, and she really prefers to stay out of the limelight. She does not want all that media attention, which I cannot blame her. But she was separated from Jody's father, Gary Plachet, at the time this incident happened. So, it all began in 1983, in the spring of 1983, when June enrolled all of her kids into a karate class ran by Jeff Doucette. Does that name ring a bell, y'all? Yes, Jeffrey Doucette. So, Jody's mother was completely oblivious to Jeff's predisposition and previous molestation incidents. Because, well, we're going to get into it, so I'm not even going to go any further into that until we get further in the case. So, Jody Plachet was just 10 years old when he started taking these karate lessons from Jeffrey Doucette. And in his mind, Jeff became like his best friend. And he was in fifth grade. Not Jeff, Jody. Jody was in fifth grade. So Jeffrey Doucette, he was raised on the wrong side of the tracks, which is located on Port Arthur, which is near Morgan City, Louisiana, and all that area over there. Jeffrey Doucette, which is the karate instructor, he was born one of seven children to a service station owner, who was born on February 3rd, 1959, in Port Arthur, Texas, which is Jefferson County, for those who didn't know. He was the youngest child of the family, and his father was named Haywood Anthony Doucette Sr., and his father was born in Acadia Parish, and his mother's name was Elia Corville Doucette, which was born in Vinton, Louisiana, which was Calcio Parish. So, he had all these siblings. Like I said, he was one of seven, right? And Jeffrey Paul Doucette was the last one born. So, the oldest child's name was Haywood Anthony Doucette, and he went by Sam. Then it was Nelda Doucette, and then Kathleen Mary Doucette, which she was 3 years old whenever she died. She died from a rattlesnake bite, which is very tragic. Then the fourth child was Carlene Doucette. Then the fifth child, Michael, which was known also as Mike Doucette. And sixth child was Roland Doucette. And finally we get to, obviously, what this case is all about, Jeffrey Paul, which was known as Jeff Doucette. So, a little background on Jeffrey, besides, obviously, his family history. He was molested numerous times as a child. And his family would only confirm one of those incidents. He dropped out of ninth grade, and he developed this idea that he wanted to skim a teen, pretty much. He used his students to promote selling mugs and rags to football fans, and whenever the buyers griped about not getting any mugs in the mail, he began dodging those people along with different creditors, and eventually became into fraudulent activities. So basically, he started off by getting selling these LSU mugs and these Tiger X to football players and their families and friends. But whenever it came to deliver the products that they paid for, he never had the product, so obviously they didn't get it. So he just skimmed them from their money. So Jeffrey Doucette dreamed of launching a boys' national karate circuit. And some people wondered how he was able to devote so much time to karate and still earn enough money to survive laying carpet with his brother. So there's a person involved named Nippy Melanson, and they stated that the Doucettes were their neighbors, and also their children went to karate class with Jeff, and Jeffrey took their children out for burgers. And obviously the person stated that if they had any doubts against Doucette or think that he was ill-doing or would harm their children in any way, they would have never let their kids went off with him. It was known that Jeff dated a girl from the trailer park, but some people really didn't know if he was gay or just funny. Not that it matters, but they didn't really see him go out with any women, but he supposedly had a girlfriend. That's what he was telling everybody, but obviously there was no proof of that. Jeff Doucette was a frequent visitor who got the boys in shape with daily regimens of, you know, push-ups, sit-ups, and running, to the nature that a daily workout to get these boys ready for karate were 100 push-ups, 300 sit-ups, and a 5-mile run. That's a little crazy. Don't expect me to run because, no boo-boo. So, Doucette taught Korean-style karate. He featured on his high kicks with fighting swords, nunchucks. And he took a team of 5 boys on the road to tournaments to Miami, Long Beach, in Miami. And it was there, that's when Jody won a trophy at the Fort Worth Pro-Am, a major national karate meet. And this obviously pleased Jody's family. And June stated whenever some type of accusations or ill will was happening with Jody, she's like, you wouldn't believe what this has done for my children, especially the youngest. And obviously we all know now that the youngest was Jody. She stated that Jody was a slow learner and his balance was unbelievably off, and he couldn't throw a punch without falling down. His coordination just wasn't good. And now, after taking some classes with Jeff Doucette, he jumps rope like a boxer. He's got great balance and he remembers things when before he couldn't even remember things. One student stated that they learned discipline and better manners. They look up to Jeff, and Jeff tells the children to treat adults with respect, and that's exactly what they did. Jeffrey instructed all these kids not to fight with their parents, and he was overall like a good guy to these kids. These kids really looked at him as one of their best friends and a person that they could rely on. So Gary began hanging out. I'm sorry. Gary moved out of the home, which was like 6 months prior to Jody starting this karate class.